This is Terrio Media.
How to become a millionaire in real estate. It's a question most aspiring entrepreneurs and investors are searching for. And I found it. You ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the all-new Epic Real Estate Investing Show, the longest-running real estate investing podcast on the interwebs, your source for housing market updates, creative investing strategies, and everything else you need to retire early. Some audio may be pulled from our weekly videos and may require visual support. To get the full premium experience, check out Epic Real Estate's YouTube channel, epicrei.tv. If you want to make money in real estate, sit tight and stay tuned. If you want to go far, share this with a friend. If you want to go fast, go to reiace.com. Here's Matt.
All right, so by the time we're done here, you'll know why real estate has produced so many millionaires. And then I'm going to give you 8 steps for how you can become one of them. And if you'd like to dive in and take some real action right away and flip a house in just one day using my funds to do it even, I'll show you how you can pull this off in your market right now at mattsfreetraining.com. Okay, so regarding becoming a millionaire in real estate, it was Andrew Carnegie who led the expansion of the American steel industry and became one of the richest men in history. And he asserted that 90% of all millionaires became millionaires through real estate investing. Now, while the world has changed quite a bit since Carnegie's time, today's millionaires and billionaires still share his enthusiasm for real estate because that's where the money's at. You know, between the passive income potential, the long-term appreciation, the tax benefits, and the ability to leverage other people's money in a way that isn't available to the average person and any other investment, real estate continues to be the investment of choice for the wealthy. And for the not so wealthy, real estate really is the final frontier where the average person can become a millionaire. And it's not as difficult as most people think. And why is that? Well, it's because that there are 4 primary wealth generators working for you when you invest in real estate. And although it does somewhat depend on the strategy that you choose to pursue, most of these wealth generators work without you having to do anything. So the first wealth generator is appreciation. And this is the one most people are familiar with. When the value of a property increases, we call this appreciation. While appreciation is not always guaranteed, real estate's value has averaged about 3% growth per year over the last 100 years. And that's the average. I mean, sometimes we see a crash, and then like recently, we see back-to-back years of double-digit growth. Now, the second wealth generator is cash flow. This is the extra income from your tenants that you're going to get to keep each month after you've paid all your property's expenses. So cash flow, this can be deceptive because it fluctuates when certain repairs are higher or lower in different months. So it's important to factor in non-monthly costs like vacancy, repairs, maintenance, taxes, insurance, and property management. Now the third wealth generator are the tax benefits. So the U.S. government likes real estate investors and uses the tax system to encourage them, to incentivize us to purchase and lease properties, mostly so they don't have to do it. So depreciation is one of the tax benefits that the IRS gives us. And this is a deduction for the normal wear and tear on a property while you own it. And then there are many other tax write-offs that are general to business owners because, you know, when you own an investment property, the tax code sees you as a business owner. And the tax benefits in real estate, they're so good that the average person in America can virtually eliminate their tax liability by simply owning and managing just a few income properties. I mean, imagine no more taxes, legally, honestly, ethically, morally, and even with Uncle Sam's blessing. Consult your CPA, of course, as every case is unique, but there's more available here than most people realize. Now, the fourth wealth generator is amortization. And this is the paying down of your mortgage. See, every month that you make a payment, your loan balance, it decreases. But when it's an income property, it's not you that's paying this debt down. It's your tenant. You see, this is a key element as to what makes an income property a far superior investment over your primary residence. And that actually brings me to a fifth wealth creator. And that's the ability to leverage someone else's money to purchase your real estate investments. So leverage using OPM, other people's money. You see, the typical real estate loan is going to require a 20% down payment from you, in which a bank would give you the balance of 80% to make the purchase. And what happens here is this results in a 5x return on your investment. Your money in real estate, it grows 5 times faster than it would in an equal yielding stock, bond, or mutual fund. I mean, you can become a millionaire pretty fast when your money is growing 5 times faster than it normally would. Isn't investing in real estate risky? That's what most people think. Well, sure, there's an amount of risk involved with any investment, but because real estate is a tangible asset that will always be needed by human beings, it's never gonna be worth zero. You can't say that for stocks, not even for Netflix, Apple, or Amazon. Real estate provides a faster, more probable path for the average person to becoming a millionaire in proportion to the amount of risk that's present in any other investment opportunity that's really available to the average person. So becoming a millionaire in real estate is not guaranteed, of course. I'm not saying that. It merely represents most people's best chance at becoming one. Where do you start? Well, I'm going to give you 8 steps. Number one, educate yourself. It's been said that there are no bad real estate investments, just uneducated investors. So before you start, I recommend that you attend a seminar or put your nose in a book or two or watch some more videos. And don't stop here either. I mean, there are a million ways to make your millions in real estate. You know, when it comes to your initial education and making money the fastest, I'd focus on these 3 areas of real estate investing. 1, learn to find discounted off-market real estate. 2, learn to maximize the income your real estate produces. And 3, learn to manage your real estate for the long term. Now, there's much more to learn, but if you get those 3 right, it's pretty tough to mess up this millionaire plan. Now, 2, set clear goals and create a plan. You know, once you've explored the different strategies in real estate investing, you need to set your goals and come up with a plan. And you want to make sure you address 1, what is it that you want from real estate? 2, why do you want it? 3, the date you want it? And 4, how you're going to do it. A shortcut for this is to look for someone who is doing what it is that you do want to do and who has what you want to have. Become a person of value to them in exchange for guidance and wisdom. If you can't find one, hire one. Hire a coach if you must. Connecting with someone who's been down the road that you want to travel cannot be underestimated. And 3, stop waiting to get started. You know, most real estate investors, they fail before they get started because they never start. And I recognize with the people that I get to work with that they feel that they need to know everything before taking that first step. This is the slowest way to go about it. The fastest way is to learn a little, do a little. Learn a little, do a little. Travel as far as you can see. And when you get there, you're gonna see further. 4, make offers. You know, the amount of deals that you do and the overall success you achieve, it's gonna be in direct proportion to the number of written offers that you present to sellers. You know, when it comes to real estate's value, it's all about location, location, location. We've all heard that before. But when it comes to real estate investing, it's all about offers, offers, offers. Fewer people have heard that. Now, 5, invest for income. Those that don't know any better will invest for equity or appreciation only. And there's nothing entirely wrong with that, but you may have to wait for a while for your equity to grow. If you have the means to manage the property and service any debt on the property, hey, then that's fine. But most people don't. So invest in properties that produce income to alleviate this pressure and put some money in your pocket while you wait. Now, 6, compound your assets. You know, if you want to become a millionaire from real estate investing, you will likely need to buy multiple properties or multiple units. And as your properties appreciate, whether naturally or by force, you'll want to leverage them to buy more. You know, Einstein said that compound interest is the 8th wonder of the world. I mean, I wonder if you ever did the math on compounding income producing real estate, because it's better, it's faster. Compound your assets. Then 7, keep growing. It gets easier as you grow. I mean, once you buy one property, the cash flow and equity that you're going to earn from it will make it easier to buy your second property. And that second one will make it easier to buy the third. And then the larger your portfolio, the easier this gets, the more money you make and the less risk you're taking. Now, 8, go deep before going wide. And what I mean by that is when you find an investment strategy that works for you, be careful about going into different markets and trying different strategies and pursuing different asset classes. You know, as entrepreneurs, it's natural to want to venture out into new and exciting opportunities. And if what you're currently doing is successful, it's really easy to lose focus because, you know, you feel smart. You feel competent and invincible. Ask me how I know. I've found it to be far more profitable to dive deeper into what's working and optimize it the very best that you can than it is to diversify too far out of your core strategy. Those are my recommended 8 steps to get started to reaching your millionaire status. And by the time you reach step 8, you will have probably already become a millionaire investing in real estate. So if you're focused and action-oriented, it can happen pretty darn fast. And if you'd like some help and going even faster, meet me over at reiace.com, answer a few questions, and then just pick a time for us to hop on the phone to brainstorm some ideas and getting you to millionaire real estate investor status the fastest way possible. And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
President Barack Obama.
Virginia, we are counting on you. Republicans want to steal enough seats in Congress to rig the next election and wield unchecked power for two more years. But you can stop them by voting yes by April 21st. Help put our elections back on a level playing field and let voters decide, not politicians. Vote yes by April 21st.
Paid for by Virginians for Fair Elections.
USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks, or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.